Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Kimmy. I hope you're all doing well and hanging in there. It is that time of year again. It is May, and Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. There has never been a more important time to celebrate moms around the world. So today, we wanted to take a moment and look back at all the inspirational and loving stories our guests have shared with us about their moms. As you know, if you listen, our guests have been through the unthinkable and come out the other side with a new sense of wisdom and perspective. So many people talked about their mothers. They talked about them in the most loving ways. Their mothers had challenged them to heal, to persevere, to find their resilience, and to come out the other end. And I shared the story of my own mom, who we'll be calling, to thank her for the unconditional love and support she has given me through the best and the darkest of times. So our talented, a little wiser producer, Erica Gerard, put together this beautiful string of people talking about the love of their mothers. So you shared with me when we talked earlier that you feel like your mom saved you.
She said, "Matthew David Poulsen, these people are fighting to save your life. They are fighting so hard to save your life, but you're not fighting hard enough. You got to fight, Matthew David Poulsen. You got to show them that you're a fighter. You got to fight to come back."
I called my mom immediately. Before I even finished saying the sentence, she said, "I'm going to book a flight. I'll call you right back."
My view of normal has been enlarged. Is that a word? Enlarged? Anyway, it was made bigger. Whatever was made bigger from the start, thanks to my mom. So I cannot overstate the importance of that.
And I thought I was going to be a soccer mom, and, you know, I love sports and was an athlete growing up, and, you know, be on the weekends going to all of these games and, you know, activities for my children. And that's not our reality. That's not our life. We go to NeuroFit on Saturday.
Where do you find your strength?
I think through the eyes of my kids. It sounds corny and cheesy and whatever, but I really think that, you know, when you decide to be a mom, you make a commitment to be an advocate for your children. And I think I just look at them every day and know that that is my fight.
I have a vivid memory of that point, and it was all due to my mother. My mother just looked at me, she put her hands down on the table firmly, and she said, "Enough's enough." And I just remember thinking that my mom was right.
But I remember my mom putting me in a Victorian bath, and I was crying so hard that I literally could not breathe. I could not catch my breath. So she sort of drew me this bath and washcloth on my back. She knew the water would be soothing. And the other thing is to think of being in that much emotional pain where you cannot breathe and your mom is giving you a bath at 19 years old. I think it's time to get over that. And as my mom always says, people are too worried about their own stuff to be talking about or worrying about yours. So exactly. She's probably right.
Exactly.
That was Matt Poulsen, Maya Moyles, BJ Miller, Kristen Gray, Matt Long, and me.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. It's me.
Hi, Kimmy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You hanging in there?
Hanging in.
Lots of cooking for Dad.
Lots of cooking, lots of hunkering down, even making dog treats. So,
well, I wanted to call and thank you for being the mom that you have been to me. And I remember so much of it, probably more than you know. I remember you pretending that I forgot my lunch so you could bring me McDonald's Happy Meals because you knew they made me happy at school. I remember being on the worst JV soccer team in the history of high school sports and you watching on the sidelines in the rain. And I remember in college when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder that you got on a plane and you cared for me until I could care for myself. So I also know that you grew up with a mom who was loving but mentally ill, and you raised yourself much of the time. So this Mother's Day week, I want to thank you. And I think the fact that, well, you didn't have an example of what it means to be a loving and present mother. You figured it out on your own. And maybe the greatest gift is that I have that example. So I hope I can show up for my kids in the way that you did. And I love you and happy Mother's Day.
That you're gonna make me cry. Thank you. You and your sister are the two greatest gifts that have ever come to my life and have brought such joy and such love and such wisdom as our journey has progressed. You're right about my mom. She was a loving, wonderful person who readily admitted that she didn't know what to do with babies after they started walking. Her safe space was when they were babies. So I did have to learn how to do it, and it was trial and error, and I made some mistakes, but I think in general I did a pretty good job. You two helped me be a great mom because you were such loving, wonderful, bright little people. Except who inspired me to always try and be my best.
I was going to say, it's not completely true. There was junior high and a long stretch in high school that I was not loving, sweet, and easy.
No, you weren't. I did want to actually probably hurt you, but I I became the better mom. That's all part of the process. I mean, that's what parenting is. It's navigating those times where you don't know what to do and it scares you or it makes you angry and there isn't a book to go to and you just have to trust your gut and hope that you do the best that you can. So those challenges, I think, in a lot of ways made me a better mom. It made me a better person because I really had to reflect on my reaction and what the consequences were. So it's been the greatest joy of my life to be your mom, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, you
are. And love you so much, and you are such a wonderful mom. You're loving, you're kind, you're thoughtful, you're proactive, you're willing to listen and learn. So you are my gift on this Mother's Day. And thank you.
You are my gift, and I can't wait until I can be with you in person. And I do not take for granted that I have been blessed with you as my mother. And I love you to pieces, and I can't wait till this is over and I get to give you a Mother's Day hug in person, Mom.
A real life non-quarantine hug. I'm looking forward to that.
And thank you for being the first subscriber to All the Wiser and for writing a rave review under a fake name.
Well, yeah, I meant every word of it. And I am your mother, after all. So,
okay. I love you, Mom.
I love you, Kimmy. Thank you. This is a wonderful gift. Thank you.
Okay. Love you.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Bye.
All right, so you've heard the beautiful words of our guests talking about their mom and me crying, calling my mom during this quarantine to tell her that I love her and thank her. So cheers to all the moms around the world. And for everyone listening, I hope you reach out to your own mom or anybody in your life who has ever shown you the type of love and support that so many moms do. Be well, and thank you for listening to today's special episode of A Little Wiser. Lots of love to all of you moms. Happy Mother's Day.
This is Katie Kolb, and thank you for listening to my mom's podcast, All the Wiser.
And then can you say, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to All the Wiser.
Don't forget to rate and review to subscribe to All the Wiser.
Man. Anything else you want to say? A joke you want to tell? Something funny about moms?
Where do pencils live?
Where?
Pennsylvania.
I love you.
I love you too.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.